The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can be the slave of two masters. You'll either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. That is why I'm telling you, not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. Surely life means more than food and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, for all his worrying, add one single cubit to his span of life? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now, if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, where it is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, you men of little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, 'What are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed?' It is the pagans who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on his kingdom first and on his righteousness, and all these other things will be given you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." The Gospel of the Lord. As is usual, the Sunday before Lent begins, we have a pastoral letter from our bishop. "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this week before the holy season of Lent begins, I wanted to greet you all for the first time as your new bishop. How consoling the Lord is to us as he reminds us again and again in the gospel today, 'Do not worry.' We have been struck in these past weeks by the number in our diocese, and indeed across the country, who have been badly affected by the poor weather. We understand their worry. Many have lost their homes and their livelihoods, particularly in our coastal areas and in the farming communities. We think especially of them at this time. And I know too that we've been struck by the outstanding work which the emergency services have been doing and which they continue to do. Several weeks ago, I visited Dawlish and celebrated Mass in the local parish. That community has been badly battered by the storms and waves. But what struck me most while I was with them was not so much a sense of anxiety or worry, but the great resilience of people in the face of adversity and their goodness in supporting one another during a challenging time. Times of difficulty in life often bring forth an innate generosity, solidarity, and compassion in the human heart. I believe that this is a reflection of that tenderness of God of which the prophet Isaiah speaks in today's first reading. Can a mother forget her infant and be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you. God does not forget any of us, but holds us eternally in his love. It is this truth that Jesus came to show us, and why we have such joy in following him. Everything we do must be seen in the light of our mission to make Jesus Christ better known and loved. This is at the heart of the new evangelization, as our Holy Father Pope Francis has made clear. We know that we cannot pass on to another what we have not first experienced at a very deep level in our own lives. We need a living relationship with Jesus ourselves if we are to share him with others. This is why the renewal of our own friendship with Jesus a deepening love of him must be part of our mission to others. Our compassionate outreach to those in need is with a view not only of doing good works, but because we have been so filled with the joy of our friendship with Jesus that we want others to share this too. It would be good for us to break the silence about this so that it becomes more natural for us to talk about our love of Jesus to others. Are we willing to introduce our friends to the person of Jesus if they do not know him, or if they have moved away from the practice of their Catholic faith? It is not a matter of forcing anything on anybody else, but of inviting them to experience something of the joy which we experience in our faith. In his recent encyclical letter, The Joy of the Gospel, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, challenges us all with these words: if something should rightly disturb us and trouble our consciences, it is the fact that so many of our brothers and sisters are living without the strength, light, and consolation born of a friendship with Jesus Christ, without a communion of faith to support them, without meaning and a goal in life. More than by fear of going astray, my hope is that we will be moved by the fear of remaining shut up within the structures which give us a false sense of security, within rules which make us harsh judges, within habits which make us feel safe, while at our door people are starving and Jesus does not tire of saying to us, "Give them something to eat." This Lent, and in the months and years ahead, I invite each of us to draw close to Jesus and to deepen our friendship with him. It is this which we will bring about the pastoral and mission renewal within our diocese, which Pope Francis has called for. A deepening friendship with Jesus will help us truly experience the tenderness of God. It will help us to reach out to those in need and introduce them to his friendship. It will help us walk together as his disciples. Then indeed we know that we need not worry, because Jesus walks with us and we are never alone. Please do pray for me, and may God bless you all. Yours devotedly in Christ, signed Mark O'Toole, Bishop of Plymouth. And just almost adding to that our Lent course on Tuesdays here, but on Monday evening in St. Ives and Fridays in Hale, is Strength to Strength. It's about prayer, deepening our relationship with God, because it's only that way we get to know Jesus in prayer. So that'll be part of our Lent here.